Well, I'm going to pick Bryce just because I'm risk averse. And it's the safe bet. He's going to be in the conversation. I mean, you can't tell me he's not going to be in the conversation. So, as long as he stays healthy, which he tends to do most years in the competition, he's won it 4 times. Only Drewy's won it more. He's at that point now where he's chasing the GOAT. I mean, he's really in that kind of legacy space right now, and yet doesn't he look fantastic? I mean, he comes out and pours it on in the preseason, in Japan and at the Blitz, and he just looks ready to go to have another enormous season.
It's the safest bet, isn't it? Pretty much. And you talk about being risk averse. Look, I've rarely seen someone as professional as he is, in every facet of the game, on and off the floor, the way he holds himself, the way he trains, the way he works. I have said that I hope John really finds a bit more rest for him prior to the playoffs, because we want to see Bryce at that MVP level come playoff time, particularly Perth fans. So it's just, what else can you say? I mean, he is one of the greatest players that we've ever seen in this country. He's top five for mine all time. He's chasing the greatest of all time in Mr. Gaze. And what he's meant to this league on and off the floor, I mean, it's, what can you say? He's a special, special talent, and I think he's going to win his fifth. I really do. The only thing that I would give me pause is, that there is such a thing as, I guess you could call it the LeBron or the Michael, the MJ fatigue. There definitely was MJ fatigue in the NBA. And I think at times with LeBron James, there's a bit of that kind of fatigue, not so much recently, but in the past, where you could have said he could have won 3 or 4 in a row and never did. But it was just so consistent that people, just that level of expectation, he's just going to produce triple doubles whenever he feels like it. Right, maybe that happens with Bryce, and someone like, I don't know, a Jack White, because I think with Jack, he's going to have to take on a lot more responsibility offensively, and I think we've seen that in the preseason for Melbourne United. So he may be, but ultimately the answer has to be Bryce, and until someone really steps up and has an incredible year.
If it's not Bryce, who is it?
That's probably how you should pose this question.
Yeah, exactly.
Every year.
Look, I think Jackson Cartwright's going to carry an enormous
Yeah,
load
it's
for the
another one.
Breakers, but I don't think they're going to win enough games to put him in that
Correct.
type of position. So maybe Walton Jr., All NBL first team when he was last in the
Yeah,
league, Larry
true.
Sengstock medalist. I think
Yeah.
how
Great
You know
call.
how big time he of a player he is. I think maybe slides a little under the radar heading into the start of the season. And you were talking about that the Phoenix look like they're gonna make some noise this season and
Yeah.
be in that playoff picture. So he could be a guy that ends up in that mix.